When Satan strikes at you, strike back hard. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. So what happened? It all started yesterday in the morning. My wife and I got in a little disagreement at Mass, and that was not good. Then we went out to lunch and things were going to get better, right? But they didn't. I went to the ATM to withdraw a large amount of money, but the ATM gave me an error and instead just spit out my card. And I thought, okay, that's fine. But then when I checked my bank account, that money had been withdrawn and I had not been given anything. So I had to go inside the bank and file a dispute, but that takes at least a few days. So we're without that for a few days. The next thing that happened is that we went to a coffee shop. We wanted to get over that and relax. It was buy one, get one free, except when we ordered the coffee, there was a misunderstanding with the cashier and she closed the order before we ordered the second thing. So when I went to go order the second thing, she was going to charge me for it. And I tried to have a conversation with her, but she looked completely dumbfounded. And so I thought, forget this, we're not going to deal with this. I didn't even want to drink the coffee. So we just went home. And then my wife put the coffee on top of the car. And as she was leaving, it fell. So basically neither of us got coffee that day. The following day, it did not get any better. Friday is the day that I work on YouTube, so I had a feeling that Satan was attacking me. I was going to go to Mass and confession. Everything was going to be great, except my wife accidentally took both the keys to the cars, because remember from my trip to Boston, I lost one of them, so now we have only one for one of the cars. So we were late to everything that I had kind of planned out. One of my clients came down with a virus and canceled. And when I got to my destination, I found a razor blade in my tire, and you could hear the air coming out. Thankfully, I found a place that fixed it for $20. So what do you do when you have these ordinary things of life and you have a sense that Satan is attacking you? Easy. You strike back hard, not in fear, not as the one that has less power, but as the dominant one, since we have Jesus Christ on our side. Whenever the devil attacks us, often Catholics will pray prayers of defense, prayers of protection, prayers to St. Michael the Archangel, but we're praying with this sense that Satan is the bully. The truth is, we're the bully because it's us plus God. We can dominate over Satan. And we need to strike back hard, because if he smells fear on us, he's going to come back even harder the next time. He can tell when we're praying with fear. Rather, we must double our efforts and do even more damage to his kingdom. Often Catholics will hide behind priests, where we need to fight alongside them, in front of them, behind them, on all directions and sides of them, because often they're just as afraid as we are. So all of us need to take up our authority over Satan that has been given to us in Jesus Christ. Some of you out there listening right now are being attacked by the devil, and it's getting into your mind, and you're wanting to give up, and you're afraid of Satan. Renounce that fear. I will even go so far as to say that to be afraid of Satan is a sin. The only one whom we should fear is offending God. That's it. We should fear God to offend him and love him with all our hearts and crush Satan. As a friend of mine used to say, Satan is God's monkey, and we need to be aware of that. Pray with me the St. Michael prayer. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our shield against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. I will see you in the next one.